Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan. Cal Banyan's Hypnocetra here on CalBanyan.com. If you're watching this anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you want to go there right now because in addition to this video right below here, you know what we got? We got additional text, we got additional links, images, all that kind of stuff that just make this and all the other podcasts much more valuable. Hey, you know, I can't believe it. We're like celebrating 10 years in the profession. Well, not 10 years. I'm 20 years in the profession, but 10 years of putting out these podcasts. And I, for years and years, I've been doing it for every stinking week. Because why? Because I want to work with other hypnosis professionals to rise the profession. Every single one of these videos has 1, 2, 3 nuggets that you can use the very next day to make your hypnosis practice better or your hypnosis sessions better. And then to help me celebrate. To help me celebrate this 10 years of doing these videos for you guys out there and you gals out there, I've got Celeste Hackett back. She is an amazing person. I'm so glad I got her to come back. Let me tell you about Celeste Hackett. Just like Erica, she got her initial training in hypnosis through another school, but found it to be insufficient. It was kind of fun, it's kind of interesting, but it wasn't really what she needed to have the confidence and competence to go out there and start building a practice. So then she found us, came to the Banyan Hypnosis Center, went through our hypnosis certification training, and then she was able to move forward, started seeing clients, started building a business right now that is a over $100,000 a year hypnosis business out of her home. And if that sounds interesting to you, you should watch the 2 previous videos, which we did just on that topic. Besides just doing it, she's helped others. She spoke at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention. She's talked to the National Guild of Hypnotists, spoken at, she's even emceed the Solid Gold Weekend event in Las Vegas, Nevada. She's an author and co-author of the book, Real Hypnosis Business Success. And let's see, she's authored many articles, and she even now writes for the National Guild of Hypnotists Journal along with me. And she's a writer for the 5-Path International Association of Hypnosis Professionals Journal. She's the very first accredited hypnosis instructor, and she has a licensed school of hypnotism near Dallas, Texas. And let me see one last thing. She was my very first co-host for this program, and that's why I asked her to come back to celebrate this month, June 2016, what I started back in June 2006. How you doing, Celeste?
Oh, Cal, I'm doing even better now after that. My head is as big as this room. I don't think I can carry it around. You're going to have to, you know, slap me or something to deflate me a little bit after that introduction, let me tell you. I want to tell everybody about you. You know, I often thank your Uncle Ward. Did you know that?
Oh, is that right? My uncle hypnotist, Uncle Ward?
Yes, your Uncle Ward, who regaled you with tales of hypnotism. Isn't that right?
That's one of the things about that's kind of strange in my family history is that for me, hypnosis was not strange because I had my grand uncle, my grandmother's brother, Uncle Ward, who was a lay hypnotist. And so having that around just made it not so strange and kind of planted the seed of curiosity in my head.
Yes, and when you go back in Cal's life, kind of that started there. And then from there, eventually ended up working with the mind as a psychologist. And then from there, he just started like putting the hypnosis thing together using psychology, his meditation and all that. He came up with a purposeful way of doing hypnosis sessions. A very methodical, criteria-based way, and that's why hypnotists all over the world absolutely love him. He speaks at the convention. He's won all, one is not the right word. He's received so many awards, including the very coveted Rexford L. North Award. And he's one of the things that I like about Cal the most is he's taken something as difficult to understand and use as age regression, and it helps you make sense of it. I remember when I was studying all these things, it came down to I got to learn age regression. And you could learn how to get back in someone's life, but then you didn't know what to do. But Cal Banyan teaches you step by step how to do that. He's going to be teaching about that at the convention if you get a chance. The NGH convention is August the 12th through the 14th. You just have to go to that. But He's just hypnosis itself. He's the hypno man, as far as I'm concerned. Hypno king. How's that for an introduction, Cal? A little different there.
Well, gosh, King Cal. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Well, today we're going to be talking about, can women rise in the profession? Is that what we're going to call this, Cal?
We can call it whatever you want. It's your topic.
All right. Listen to me. The question is, can women rise in the hypnosis profession? Look at me. I'm rising now. I'm standing up. Are you crazy? Yes, yes. It is wide open for women. It is so wonderful. I had a girlfriend call me. It really kind of ticks me off. I love her. She's really into the law of attraction, right? And she attracts all kinds of stuff. But she called me and she started complaining about how our NGH is an old boys network and stuff like that. I'm like, do you even see the women rising in the profession? And she is a law of attraction expert. This is not true. Years ago, when when hypnosis came to the United States of America, it was men that brought it over here. We have to thank the men in our profession for starting things out and building it up. And now they're promoting the guys, the men at the National Guild of Hypnotists in the upper part of the, I guess you could say the, well, let's just put it this way. They're helping us. Let me just cut to the chase. They are helping women to grow. And if you have that attitude about not being able to rise because someone is stopping you, get out of my way because I'm going. How do you feel about that, Cal?
Hey, I'm along for the ride. Let's do it. Go, women.
Yeah, if you see any professional organization as an old boys network or a professional leader in a negative light and you can't see past that, yeah, they have, you know, human traits and organizations are made up of people and you can't see the good past that. You're just you need to go to another profession or go work completely on your own. Try to make it by yourself. Just go try. And so that's one thing. If you're a woman in this profession, get that out of your head. The whole profession is wide open for you. So stop complaining about that and just do some work. Work on yourself, build your confidence, and do what you need to do to build your business. Start seeing the good in the profession. Start seeing the good in the NGH. Start seeing the good in fellow professionals and in even fellow female professionals. We need to all band together and work together. So that's one thing I see that trip women up. They don't think that they can, and then they attract that, Cal.
Ladies, you are taking over all of the helping professions. There's now more women graduating colleges for psychology, for counseling, and social work than men, period. So it's preordained. You are going to be the leaders, and you are already, in many cases, the leaders. Listen to Celeste. She knows what she's talking about.
The National Guild of Hypnotists, last I checked, was 70% female. It didn't start out that way. It started out 70% male. Actually, 100%. I was about to say, yes, it actually started off 100% male. If we weren't allowed to rise, this would have never happened. It's just, it's senseless. Stop it. Stop it. All right? Just get busy and work. Now, the other thing I want to say about can women rise in the profession, here's where one of your advantages are as a female. You're going to like this. So you've probably heard of, let me see if I say his name right, Svengali, right? He was male and he controlled people. And then all the stage hypnotists, when people think of hypnotism and hypnotists, they're thinking, usually they have a male image in their mind, and it's either of something weird that a male hypnotist is doing in a Hollywood movie like controlling people, or it's about a stage hypnotist controlling people or getting people to do silly things that maybe they'll be embarrassed about later. And so guess what? Your image isn't there at all. This gives you a huge advantage. It's almost a way of shocking people so that you can get past the critical factors and then you can tell them what you do and how you do it. Once they look at you and they sort of are shocked that a female could even be in the profession or be a hypnotist because it just doesn't compute to them, because this isn't in their subconscious, then all of a sudden, guess what? You have, it's just a beautiful way to just get right in there and start talking, and they're open and they listen. Whereas before, if a man walked up, they might be slinking back and shrinking back because their ideas of men and in hypnosis controlling them, it's in the subconscious somewhere. It's in there.
You know, absolutely. Keep going. I got a list of things I'm writing down here that I'm going to insert at the appropriate time.
Okay. Another advantage women have, may I say, and now I know men have intuition, but for years and for eons, it's always been that, you know, women have this thing called women's intuition. guess what? You'll use it and it will work really well. It will guide you and help you in so many ways in building your business, in what induction or thing to say, what comes out of my mouth often comes from my intuition or my higher self. So use that any way you can. And I know that men can be very intuitive, but women have always been thought to have women's intuition. It's been a thing for us. So use that. I think that's also something that you can use to your advantage. The women are maybe a little bit more prone to that than men are. Another thing I want to suggest to you is simply that when you're in a helping profession of any sort, you take on this. Well, let me back up and say this another way. Also in the subconscious, people think of women as being softer, more maternal, more understanding, less abrasive. And when you have a problem and it's emotional, do you want that kind of a person around you? Or do you want someone who's thought of more as being abrasive, direct, maybe loud? You know, these are the traits that maybe in the subconscious a male tends to have. And a female tends to be more understanding, more loving, more sweet. A male tends to be more get it done, let's do it now, stop crying, stop being a baby. This is in the subconscious of humankind, ladies. So you have an advantage there too. What's beautiful about this is once you learn a rational approach to emotions and you start talking to men about how, you know, you understand that the emotions in a different sort of way and in their language, then man, you'll get the men in there like crazy. I have so many, probably at least as much men come to see me once I start talking to them about emotions in a rational way. I learned that from The Secret Language of Feelings, Cal Banyan's book. Read it. Learn it. It will help you in your practice, Cal.
Awesome. Okay, I'm going to interject some stuff, okay?
Okay.
And if it's something you're going to cover, just let me know.
Okay.
All right. First of all, an advantage. She's talking about these advantages. One thing came to mind. Women are natural networkers. Men tend to be more isolated and more tunnel vision. Women tend to be more, you know, seeing multitaskers, able to see more things going on at once, and better connectors. And that can really help in the profession, wouldn't you say?
Oh, I didn't even think of that. I'm writing it down. I love that one. Yes, natural networkers. We talk. We're warm and we're inviting. Whereas men, they tend to be like, they want to do things on their own. Yeah, I can see that.
All right. So speaking of speaking, I have on my list, speak up. Because sometimes in group environments, women don't raise their hand, don't speak up and as quickly as a man will. And so you don't get noticed. You need to speak up. When you have something to add, you have as much right to add it as anyone else. So, you know, your natural network, that's kind of like on a low level, talk amongst friends and colleagues and stuff. But here I'm talking about if you get into that business situation where you have the opportunity to give something, speak up and hold your ground. That can really be respected. What do you think about that, Celeste?
It's making me laugh because, of course, the five-path training that we have that you teach us is to speak up and to hold, you know, ruthless compassion, leave no stone unturned. My clients are getting better. So what the men don't know when they come in here, people don't know, you know, I'm a very sweet person, but when it comes down to it, I can go any way I need to go. I can be more paternal or more maternal. And I think as a hypnotist, whether you're male or female, you have to learn how to do both approaches. And so I think it really makes, this profession makes a well-rounded human being, don't you?
Yes. Yeah, and as we're talking about this idea of, mainly we're talking about, can women rise in the hypnosis profession? Definitely. We got Erica, we got Brenda as great examples of women that are rising in the profession. Here's another thing. Step up, find out. When I say rise in the profession, what does that mean? It means, yes, you're seeing clients, but also getting that, becoming that expert, that recognized expert, that when you are the one that's teaching and you are the one that's speaking at the conventions and this kind of thing, you're going to attract more clients because you are the expert in your area. So it's cyclical. Seeing clients helps you to be the expert. Being the expert helps you to see clients. So one way to do that is, like if you're a National Guild of Hypnotists member, you need to contact them and find out when they're going to have a call for presenters at their convention, so that when they put that out, you're on the list so that you can answer that call and put in a proposal. Another thing is you can find out, like the National Guild of Hypnotists has the Journal of Hypnotism and they also have the Hypnogram. Contact them and say, what do I need to do to write an article? They'll probably start you off with the Hypnogram. You do that well and they get to know who you are and that kind of thing. You may rise to the journal. This is what we did with Celeste. So step up. What do you think of that?
I think that's extremely important. And the other part of it is when you get the offerings, because they'll come to you as long as you start putting out there that you're ready, you're willing, and you're able. When they come to you, you have to do it, even if you're frightened. You have to just do it. And as you do the things that frighten you somewhat, what ends up happening is it just gets easier and easier. Also, I just want to say one more thing that maybe isn't about can women rise in the profession, but it's about an advantage that women have. And it is that you can do this business working at home while you take care of aging parents or your children. So you can do this business at home. So that gives you sort of an advantage too. It's very easy for you to do both. That's just something that maybe isn't quite on topic, but I wanted to mention, Cal.
Well, that's a really good thing, because when you have a home office, that inherently says flexible hours so that you can do other things, right?
Yes, indeed. And I took care of my disabled niece. You know, I have a garden. I just love being at home. And so
I got a new trampoline that needs loving care.
I got a full-size trampoline. Love it. And so I just wanted to make sure that the women who maybe are not quite sure, like if they have elderly parents at home or babies or disabled children or something like that, just you can work your business around your family and your lifestyle.
Hey, you know, as we're doing this, I want to sneak something in. You guys that are watching this, even though it was a podcast for women, all this stuff applies to us too, doesn't it? We need to step up. You know, we have other obligations. Maybe we want to work out of the home, all this stuff. So even though this is a podcast for women, guess what? Take from this, guys, what you can take from it and use it for you to rise in the profession as well. Is it okay that I snuck that in, Celeste?
Yes, I revere men. And I think that the men in the profession who have stepped up are some of the greatest examples and have been some of the greatest examples for me. Men take more of a leadership role. A lot of times women just naturally sort of end up being more in a sort of supportive role. And so I got most of my learning from men. And I'm very appreciative of that.
Okay, here's something else. I'm just like bubbling over with excitement for this topic. So one of the things that you can do to step up is start helping others. You're on, like, say you're on an online group, like a Yahoo group. All of our Five Pathers are on our Yahoo group. Or you're on ourhypnospace.com. And just be there and be helpful. When people have questions, you know, turn them, and if you don't know the answer, help them to get the answer. Say, I think this book has it, or I think this course has it. And when you start being the answer person, then you start becoming the expert. And when you start getting that title of, you know what's going on, she's kind of an expert, then that, you know, all communities are small communities. And in the world of hypnotism, we know who's kicking it and who isn't. And when you start kicking it like that, just stepping up and helping others, that is one of the easiest first steps you can make to rising in this profession. That's what you do, Celeste, right?
That is absolutely true, Cal. And I'm looking at the time and I'm thinking we probably need to wrap this up. So is it all right if I go ahead and do that now?
No. Well, I want to get one last really important thing in. And you can tell me what you think of it. It's okay if we go a minute over. Get a mentor. Get a mentor. Old folks like me and other older people in the profession that have been around 20 years or more. You know what? We care about the profession. And we want to hand it off to people who are serious, who are enthusiastic. And so as you start doing all these other things, I purposefully watch for up-and-comers. I see someone that's, for example, writing stuff on our Yahoo group, the Five Pathers group, and answering questions and knows what's going on. When it's time for me to look for a new writer for our journal, I'm going to talk to that person, you see? And then as you do that kind of stuff, we can develop this mentor relationship. I've been mentoring Eric, I've been mentoring Celeste, I've been mentoring a number of hypnotists that have, everyone that's been on this show, and helping them succeed and helping them to find opportunities and take advantage of opportunities. So find someone who has accomplished the kind of things you want to accomplish, and then see if you can create a mentor relationship. What do you think of that, Celeste?
Wow. As you were saying that, I was just thinking of the past 10 years. I've been a Five Pather now for 10 years, and I have been mentored by you. You've helped me so much, and Maureen. And the two of you have not only showed me opportunities, given me training, you've also corrected me. You know, I came from a radio background with no psychology and no understanding of that, and never really even went to college. And so I had to learn a lot of things and be corrected and how to do business and how to interact with people and all that kind of stuff. I came, like I said, from radio where I was paid to be immature and to have fun and to be silly. And I had to rein all of that in. And you can see I haven't done a very good job of it, but I'm trying. But they have helped me. They have had to slap me a few times.
Well, you're not doing a session right now, right? What we're trying to do is we're trying to let people sit in on a fun, interesting, and information-filled conversation. We want to be fun, and at the same time, we want to give people information that they can use. So for everyone that watches this, doesn't want us to just talk like this. You know, we want to have some fun with it. So that's one reason why I chose you to be my very first podcast. And I'm so glad co-host on this program because of who you are and who you can be. Thank you very much, Celeste.
Thank you very much. And I do want to just say that Cal has also corrected me more than once, and Maureen. You know, when you have a real mentor who really cares, they're going to do that. And they're going to watch and see what you do. And I always came back for more, didn't I, Cal?
Yes, yes. And, you know, we're really glad because, you know, the people that we train and we groom and we mentor, they are our hypno legacy. And, you know, that's, people ask me, you know, when are you going to retire, Cal? Never, because that's like that old saying, when you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. I'm never going to stop being involved in the world of hypnosis. But in that period of time, you know, I'm going to by the time I'm 70, I'm probably not going to be putting in the same number of hours I am now, but helping people move into this profession that we're growing in a more powerful and successful way. All right, wrap it up.
Well, final answer, yes, women can rise in the profession of hypnotism, and I want to see you at the top, ladies, all right? So I'm Celeste Hackett. I'm here in the Dallas, Texas area. My business is Family First Hypnosis. My school is Dallas Hypnosis Career Training. I've really enjoyed being with you. Have a great day. See you later. Signing off.
Thank you, Celeste. Hey, everybody. Catch Celeste and I at this year's National Guild of Hypnotists Convention, August 11, 12, and 13, 2016. It's usually like the second weekend of every year, in case you're listening to this 5 years from now, of every August, in case you're listening to this a few years from now. And so glad to have you here. Please go to calbanyan.com. Please subscribe so you don't have to remember to come back. I'll just send you a note every time we get a new video out. All right, speaking of out, Cal Banyan, over and out.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.